The genre of the blues is everywhere. Music composed for television commercials, modern rock, today's hip-hop and R&B, along with many categories of diverse music, is an evolutionary byproduct of the blues. Musical theory of this versatile genre usually follows a 12-bar AAB form. If you do not know what this means, focus on the lyrics of the blues songs and notice that two lines of the verse are similar, leaving the third to be different. This is typically done four times, each verse different, given the 12-bar structure. Of course, this pattern is not found in every blues song, but typically it is a foundation to any style of the blues. It is undeniable that African Americans are responsible for the creation of the blues, along with jazz. Both of these styles developed in popularity around the early 20th century and sometimes collided within compositions such as this song by Rosetta Howard called The Candyman.
The Candyman, he's got the candy stand. He's got the stuff to be the Candyman. Oh, the Candyman.
Yes, the Candyman.
Oh, the Candyman.
Yes, the Candyman.
Everybody's talking about the Candyman. Girls all like him, cause his stuff is sweet. Oh, the Candyman.
Yes, the Candyman.
Oh, the Candyman.
Yes, the Candyman.
Everybody's talking about the Candyman.
We will focus on the evolution of the blues, starting from when Africans were brought to North America on slave ships, and cover the Delta and Piedmont style to the dawn of the Chicago blues in the 1940s. Many ethnomusicologists will say the musical styles from the Sahara and western regions of Africa were brought to North America by the slave ships. While in America, the African music changed, eventually made its way back to Africa, and developed there as well. This cycle continued throughout history and still does to this very day. It is evident in Sahara and Mali blues of how two different continents and cultures can influence each other to create excellent music. Maryam Hassan, a composer of the Sahara blues, gives a good example with her song La Tumchi Hassan. The rhythm of the bass and percussion is more from the African influence, while the guitar and vocal style illustrates the American influence within this composition.
La-di-da.
Another African artist to consider is Ali Farka Touré, a composer of Mali blues and once given the title of the African John Lee Hooker. The music of Touré gives a mellow, intellectual blend of African and American blues. Listen to his song Rookie with special guest Taj Mahal. The bass notes that one guitar has is an African rhythm with an American blues progression, while the slide guitar has a different American blues style. Of course, not every style of blues can be traced back to African origins. It is within the southern region of the United States where this genre began to evolve and thrive. When plantation owners took away the musical instruments from African American slaves, the field workers created music to help get by the long and strenuous days. African slaves sang work songs along with field hollers to communicate and give each other support in the toughest of times. Technology back then was not capable of recording these songs, but a blues musician, Leadbelly, gave the next best thing with his recording of a traditional work song called Can't You Line 'Em.
Of all life, all I hate about lining track, these old boys about to break my back.
Well, who boy can't you line up?
Rattle, rattle.
Who boy can't you line up?
Rattle, rattle.
Who boy can't you line up?
Rattle, rattle.
Seattle, we go lining track.
Moses stood on the Red Sea shore, smoting out of water with a 2x4.
Well, a hoe boy, can't you line up?
Rattle, rattle.
A hoe boy, can't you line up?
Rattle, rattle.
A hoe boy, can't you line up?
Rattle, rattle.
See Eloise go lining track.
Oh, boy, did you ride?
Don't ride.
May slave and the babies lying in the shade, thinking about the money that I ain't made.
Well, the hope boys can't you light up,
rat, rat,
the hope boys can't you light up,
rat, rat,
the hope boys can't you light up,
rat, rat,
you see Eloise go lining track.
All I want is two light two, you got to join at 802.
Well, the hope boys can't you line up,
rat, rat,
the hope boys can't you line up,
rat, rat,
well, the hope boys can't you line up,
rat, rat,
you see Eloise go lining track.
Oh, boy,
we done got right.
If you want to sing on the radio, you got to join that Alpha Row.
Well, the hope boys can't you light up,
rat, rat,
the hope boys can't you light up,
rat, rat,
the hope boys can't you light up,
rat, rat,
you see Eloise go lining track.
I went down the street and track, begging my baby to take me back.
Well, the hope boys can't you line up,
rat, rat,
the hope boys can't you line up,
rat, rat,
the hope boys can't you line up,
rat, rat,
you see Eloise go lining track.
A boy, I went down a teepee line, begging that woman, won't she be mine?
Huddy William Leadbetter goes by the name of Leadbelly, and he had an early start with musical career at the age of 14. Born in 1888, there were many post-slave era influences on Leadbelly's life.
Smoking out of water with a 2x4.
Well, the hope boys can't you line them? Hope boys can't you line them?
When African slaves were working, having only vocals to create music could only go so far. After being deprived of the musical instruments, African slaves started to use anything they could to create sound. Eventually, this gave rise to jug bands. Members of jug bands would use daily items such as washboards, whiskey jugs, and wash tubs that derived a stringed bass instrument and created music. These irregular musical instruments helped form the jug band blues style. Even a sophisticated instrument such as the violin played as a fiddle was used in the style of jug band blues. Mississippi Sheiks was a group that perfected this art in the 1920s. Lonnie Chapman was the fiddle player, and the group had their first recording session in 1930. The song Stop and Listen Blues No. 2, performed by Mississippi Sheiks, can give a good example of incorporating the fiddle into the blues. In the light of these unusual and interesting musical items that created the jug band blues, There was one instrument growing with immense popularity early in the 20th century, and this would revolutionize music. That instrument was the six-stringed guitar. Vocal work songs combined with the six-string guitar soon became known as Delta Blues. This style of blues is given the term Delta because of the region in which it was created, the Delta in the state of Mississippi. Delta blues are sung about personal troubles such as issues with a loved one, daily hardships, a sick dog, or even a tormented mind. Charlie Patton had many attributes to his musical talents to give him the title of the King of the Delta. Instead of traveling from town to town looking for places to play, others would call Patton to play at dances and juke joints. Charlie Patton is often mistaken of inventing the Delta blues, but it was only that he was the first to record the style. His song I'm Going Home, recorded in 1929, is a good reference to Delta blues. As in most musical styles, there is a dark side to the Delta blues. Artists such as Skip James with his odd guitar tuning and offset vocal harmonies, along with Robert Johnson's mythical tale, gave the Delta blues an ominous and haunting feel. Skip James lived alone in the hills of Mississippi State, away from the big scene of the Delta blues. This allowed for the development of his own style. The song Devil Got My Woman by Skip James is one of his better known songs.
Yeah, to be that woman, man. You know, really a bit of devil. Yeah, to be that woman, man. I'm so sorry. You know I'm so sorry that I ever fell in love with you. Be cause you know you don't treat me, baby, like you used to do. You nearly died last night. You nearly died last night. And I tried to take me some rest. But my mind got to reveling like a wild geese from the west. For my best friend, but you know he done got lucky and he done got her back again. You know I used to cut your kindling. You know I used to cut your kindling, baby, then I made you some fire. Then I would turn all your water way, way, way from the boggy bar. She don't drink whiskey. My baby, she don't drink no whiskey. And I know she ain't crazy about wine.
Devil Got My Woman helped Robert Johnson compose Hellhound on My Trail. Robert Johnson did not start recording in 1936, and as legend is told, he sold his soul to the devil in order to become talented in the art of playing the guitar.
I got to keep moving, I got to keep moving. Blues falling down like hail, blues falling down like hail. Falling down that hill. And the day keeps on worrying me. It's a hellhound on my trail. Hellhound on my trail. Hellhound on my trail. It's the day when Christmas Eve. It's the day when Christmas Eve. And tomorrow's Christmas Day. It's the day with Christmas Day. And tomorrow's Christmas Day. Oh, wouldn't we have a time, baby? Oh, I would need my little sweet rider just to pass the time away. Oh, to pass the time away. He's banking hard for bottom around my door, all around my door. He's banking hard for bottom around your daddy's door. It keeps me with a rambling mind right on. Every old place I go, every old place I go. I can tell the wind is rising, the leaves trembling on the tree, trembling on the tree.
can tell the wind is rising. Sleep standing on the sea. All I need, my little sweet woman, to keep my company.
All the while the blues developed since the 1910s, jazz kept its close tie, sharing styles and ideas for songs, live shows, and films. As the Delta blues was perfecting its ways, another form of blues was on the rise in the southeastern region of the United States, the Piedmont blues. From Richmond, Virginia to Atlanta, Georgia, the Piedmont blues had its own culture but still held close to the traditional blues form. A lighter tone is noticed in the Piedmont compared to the Delta blues, but still composed songs with personal points of view, and more prominent is the playing the guitar in a ragtime style. Fingerpicking helped to achieve the ragtime style and was heavily used. The thumb plays the lower pitch strings to give the bass line, while at the same time the other fingers play the melody on the treble strings. Playing the guitar this way gives syncopated rhythm, which are one feature of the ragtime style. For a blind individual, this was the only way one can make a living, if they were talented enough. One pioneer of the Piedmont blues was Blind Willie McTell. Born blind, he had an excellent sense of sound and touch. As a boy, Blind Willie learned how to play the harmonica and the accordion until he was big enough to handle a six-string guitar. He went under many pseudonyms as a performer, and when he began to record his music, the 12-string guitar was his instrument of choice.
Another fellow up there teased a cornet. He could really tease that cornet, but he didn't tease it enough. Another fellow played a slide. I liked that slide. I like lost my hair. Get away, play that slide. Tony says, come on, Samuel. Let me show you how to make this train go out of Atlanta to Augusta on the piano. He started all like this. Ask that lady about them chickens. Say she had none. Cackleberries had none. By that time, I heard someone stealing the chickens you had out there in the hen house. I heard the hen cackle like this. Heard a rooster crow one time. She had me to sing a song for a go. Told I didn't know anything, but I would sing this. Started off on this, I had to go. Went up on the Kennesaw Mountain, gave my horn a blow. Prettiest girl on that ladder, come stepping up to my door. Hugged me and she kissed me, called me Sugar Lump. Throw them sweet arms around me like the grapevine around a stump. Shaking, then I had to go.
Another pioneer in the Piedmont blues was Blind Boy Fuller, who recorded most of his works within 6 years and used a national steel guitar. Similar to many other blues artists at the time who lived fast and died young, Blind Boy Fuller passed away at the age of 33.
Is upon the heave. Get your liquor right from there, go steal. Come on down to my log cabin. Anybody's there but me, I'm me. Anybody's there but me. Come on down to my log cabin. Anybody's there but me. Come on down to my log cabin. Ain't so full, you see. I got a cookin' there, cookin' collard green. Put his women you most ever seen. Come on down to my log cabin. Anybody's there but me, I'm me. Anybody's there but me. Yeah, thank you. beat up me down. What's good up me down? Beat up me down. Beat it and beat it down. Beat up me down. Beat up me down. Beat up me down. Beat up me down. Come on down to my low cabin. Anybody's ever did. Come on down to my low cabin. Ain't so for you still. Gotta have a little pistol. Bit go to your head. Turn back to cover and you can go to bed. Come on down to my low cabin. Snuff that bitty can't do it because it's dirty still. Come on down to my low cabin. Ain't about that with me, I mean. Ain't about that with me.
With the event of World War II and the popular focus on Delta blues, the Piedmont blues was stuck in the shadows of the musical realm, and artists had short-lived careers. On the contrary, Reverend Gary Davis had a lengthy career as a Piedmont blues artist and was known for playing the ragtime guitar.
If I had my way, fine and fair, had good looks, cardinal and coal black hair. Delilah gained old Samson mind when the first he met this woman at this time. Delilah, she gained some sense of mind. Thread and we got to do it $10,000. had my way, if I had my way, I would tell her, come.
It has now come to the time when the United States of America settled under the wing of the Industrial Revolution, and businesses are finding faster ways to create income. Prior to World War II, the media of radio and record companies started to work together to increase record sales. This is when the Chicago blues comes into the music scene and changes the course of the history of the blues. Lester Melrose is the pioneer for recording Chicago blues and helped in the creation of many key recording companies for the blues, such as Chess and Modern Records. The sound changed, guitar was electrified, washboards were replaced with a drum set, and the stand-up or the washtub bass was replaced with an electric bass guitar. Many artists from the South started to move up the river, meaning they would head northward to Chicago along the Mississippi River to record their songs and become more successful as popular musicians. As this tale concludes, a few female artists are worth mentioning as well. Mammy Smith was the very first female voice to be recorded singing the blues. The song was Crazy Blues and was recorded in 1920. This copy was a huge success and sold millions within 6 months. Now the road was paved for other female artists such as Bessie Smith. Earning the title of the Empress of the Blues, Bessie Smith had an excellent career in the 1920s and worked alongside musicians such as Louis Armstrong and Charlie Green. Another mention is the gifted Memphis Minnie. Not only was she a talented singer, but an exceptional guitar player as well. A female this talented with both playing and singing was difficult to find. Memphis Minnie even beat Big Bill Brunsey and Tampa Red in a guitar playing contest. With her roots in the Deep South, she was as much of a Chicago blues artist as anyone else would be in those days. We will conclude this tale of the history and origins of the blues by listening to Memphis Minnie's song entitled Down in the Alley.